Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now though, people waiting to sit their driving test are facing delays of, on average, nearly 5 months. There's 100,000 people on the waiting list. That's according to new figures released last month by the Road Safety Authority. The Department of Transport plans to split the organisation after a report found it should concentrate on services for drivers, and there are suggestions that central government then should assume responsibility for wider road safety strategy. Well, I'm joined in studio by the new chair of the Road Safety Authority, Anne Graham. Anne, hello to you. Thanks for coming in. Congratulations on your recent appointment, which was in February, wasn't it?
That's right.
Now, let's start with the delays for the people who are hoping to sit and indeed pass their driving test. How quickly do you think you can bring that down, or the Road Safety Authority can bring that down? Because the target is 10 weeks, isn't it?
It is, yeah. The target is 10 weeks. And first of all, Claire, I just want to apologise to those that are waiting for tests, because I know how frustrating it has been over the last number of months. So we have a plan now in place to bring the target time, which is 10 weeks, back in place by September of this year.
So there's, because it was November, wasn't it? And the minister wasn't happy with that.
Yeah. So what the team have done is look to see whether they can increase the amount of driver testing time with the existing testers, as well as then bring forward the recruitment of the additional testers. Mm-hmm. 70 additional testers being recruited and being brought on board now. So that has meant that we, the team, have been able to bring back that timeline till September, and we're delighted to be in a position to do that.
How is that being done with the existing testers? Was there some capacity found in the system?
Yeah, just increasing the working time, working overtime, working bank holidays. So I have to actually also, you know, say thanks to the team that are actually working additional hours in order to assist the wider public to get their driving
tests. But there's a cost involved in that as well. So have you been given extra funding to pay for that
bill?
We're
in a position to be able to cover that from our existing budget. So it was really around trying to do as much as we possibly could for the public and for those that are learning to drive, to get their tests done as quickly as possible for them. So we were happy to be able to put the resources in place, and we're delighted that the team have, you know, made themselves available, you know, for those additional testing hours.
Right. And the 70 then, the 70 extra, how's recruitment going?
It's going very well. And there's another tranche are now in place, and we'll begin to do tests shortly. And then another tranche of testers will start their training and will be in place in July. And I can report that the driving wait time now is down to 17.2 weeks. That was what was reported to us at the board yesterday. So down from 27 weeks in April of this year. So we're seeing significant progress, and that progress will continue over the summer months until we get to the 10-week line by September.
Now, I have a message in here from someone who wants to become a driving instructor. So this person is a professional driver and is trying to become a driving instructor to help people become good drivers.
Yes.
But I've been waiting 6 months for my second test, this person says. Should I expect to wait another 6 months before I get an invitation for my third test? I can't imagine how a novice driver feels while doing the same.
So that's where somebody, it's separate from the driver licensing testing. So obviously we want to ensure that the quality in driver instruction is appropriate across the country. So that there is a training that's required for driving instructors and a testing system there in order for them to be able to offer driver instruction to the public.
But that's crazy. I mean, that person could be perfectly qualified, but you wouldn't know about it because they're having to wait 6 months and then another 6 months for the next one.
Yeah, so I'm not aware about the details of that, and we'll obviously take that back. But all I can say is that it's appropriate that there is rigorous training of the driving instructors that are giving the instructions to the widest member, to the public, in order for them to be able to complete their driver test. So it's appropriate that they have the right standards. The number of driving instructors has increased quite considerably, and we don't see that there's a shortfall in actually Although at times there can be difficulties, people actually getting bookings lessons. With lessons for lessons. But we will facilitate, you know, as much as we can within the guidelines that we have and the mandatory guidelines that we have to put more driving instructors on the road, as well as, you know, build up the driver testing capacity.
But
as
it might be worth looking at the delays for people who want to become instructors as well, if that is the case.
Yeah.
Now, people deliberately booking, then missing their tests, then legally they can keep on driving.
Yeah.
Is that, are some people using that as a tactic or a strategy, do you
think?
Well,
it's hard to determine, you know, what are, you know, real problems that people have, you know, on the day of their test, because there are real issues that people have if they're not in a position to do their test due to illness, or even they might be nervous about doing their test. But there is a proportion that are probably doing it in order to retain their learner permits. But it's still down at 2.2% of missed tests. So it's not a very big figure, but obviously it's a resource that could be better used to, in order to shorten the wait time.
What do you think could be done? Increase the price of the test, maybe?
Well, the work that's going to be done in terms of the driver learning permits, you know, and different requirements, legal requirements later on this year, that the minister will be bringing in with the RSA, will close the loophole around, you know, you being able to do that and keep extending multiple learner permits. But the authority wanted to be in a position that it had enough driving testing capacity to be able to deal with what would have been another increase in the number of driving test requests. So that's, I think, the approach that we want to take is to kind of remove that.
You won't be able to drive on your learner.
Multiple learner permits. Yeah.
How many would be the limit?
The limit will be 3 maximum. So you won't be able to go on to your 4th without starting again in the right back to the beginning of doing your
so you'd have to go back to your theory test after your 3rd learner permit.
If you haven't completed a test by the time it comes to your 4th, you won't be able to have a 4th learner permit.
And you think that'll stop this practice up? Well, if it exists, it will stop it.
Yeah, it certainly will improve it. And we still have to allow for the fact that people, you know, for different personal reasons aren't able to turn up for the testing.
It was the Road Haulage Association, wasn't it, who said that the organisation wasn't fit for purpose. That was because of the driving test delays, the mismanagement, they say, of the driving test regime. Do you take that on the chin?
I don't think I accept that it's, you know, the organisation is not fit for purpose. I would certainly accept that, you know, there was a very rapid increase in the number of tests required. The demand increased very rapidly. And the authority wasn't in a position to respond as quickly as they probably would have liked to have done. They're now in a position to respond to that following the approval of 70 additional testers. So we're happy now that we're in a position to be able to offer the service to the public. And what we have to do now is look forward and see what is the demand going to be in the future and plan for that demand and build in contingencies so that we can deal with the peaks and troughs of the demand for tests.
Well, another indictment was this news we had. Our reporter, Maura Fay, did the report here. People going to Georgia to sit their tests. And you could do that because your licence was recognised here. I mean, that's just crackers, isn't it?
Well, it was obviously people that were very frustrated around the waiting times that they were enduring. And it was a small number that did avail of that. That's now, loophole is now closed because you have to be resident within the country for a period of time before you can actually avail of the testing system
so
in Georgia.
You obviously saw that as an abuse of the system if you could go and do that.
Well, it still meant that they, you know, were getting the right training and testing, you know, because if we wouldn't allow a swapping of licences unless the testing regime was appropriate in Georgia as well. So, but it was, and it was a small number of people who were in a position to do that. But now you need to be resident in order to avail of those tests.
We were talking about the anomaly that exists when it comes to driving a tractor in this country. And this listener says, while waiting for my driving test, I can always go drawing silage with a 200 horsepower tractor all before my 17th birthday. Utter lunacy.
Well, that's the current legislation and a system that we have. And one of the items that, you know, is in the road safety strategy is that the RSA would consider a mandatory training programme and a driving test for the learner permit. And so that is being considered as part of the wider driver education reform that the RSA wants to undertake.
Well, what do you want to see happen?
Well, that's what I want to see happen.
Mandatory training.
I'm not saying whether that's the right approach or not. What we need to do is look at it in the round across all driver learning permit training. We also note that, you know, driving licenses are also governed by a framework of EU legislation. So there are directives that govern, you know, the testing and licensing standards in Ireland as well. And there is a new directive coming, and we do need to wait to see what's in that mm-hmm. before we would make any major changes in terms of what applies in Ireland.
You are the Road Safety Authority. That's your organisation.
Yeah.
And having, you know, young, their children out on the roads on these things, they're huge, powerful machines. Nobody knows what training they've done. They don't have a licence for them.
But they do are required to do a theory test, so they do know the rules of the road. They are tested on the rules of the road before they can even have the licence that permits them to drive on roads. Mm-hmm. They can't drive on motorways. The speed of the vehicle can only be, you know, not more than 40 kilometres an hour.
Yeah, but you've seen it. I mean, we all know. And when we were talking about this on the programme during the week, we had people texting in going, there are children going to school on these things. I mean, it seems bizarre and we're smiling about it, but it is the case.
Yeah,
but you can't be happy with that situation.
Well, we obviously will look at everything that impacts on safety on the roads. We have to. That's what mm-hmm. we're obliged to do. And that's why it is being considered as part of the driver learning. But I'm not saying what the outcomes of that is going to be. And we do need to engage with all the stakeholders, you know, around that, because that will be a change, you know, to practice. And I know there's meetings being arranged with the different stakeholders to discuss that before any changes would be brought in place. But it is just a year between, you know, when you can drive a tractor to when you can have a learning permit, you know, to drive a car. And I think as the public, I think we have to ensure that our driving standards and our driving safety around tractors on the road also has to be considered as well, and that we take into account the slower moving vehicles, particularly now as we're coming up through to the summer months and as we're using rural roads that we are not normally using, mm-hmm. Particularly if we're undertaking holidays or that.
Frustration coming through now in messages here. You won't be surprised,
no.
Anne. Both my sons waited a year for their test. One had his test put back 4 times since January this year. So that's the RSA putting his test back, is it?
It mightn't. First of all, you have to wait 6 months after you've done your after you have your driving learner permit before you can even be offered a test. Mm-hmm. So, but we know that there's been significant delays in offering tests. We know that and we recognise that. But we are getting beyond that now, so that you know, we now see the backlog being cleared, and we'll get to a stage where, you know, we'll be able to offer a test if somebody has their learner permit for 6 months and they've carried out all the mandatory
training. Yeah, but if you're offered a slot, is it the case then that it can be changed by the RSA pushing it back?
Generally, it's only if for some reason a driver instructor isn't available, and that's usually related to sickness or that. Mm. But it wouldn't be very usual. So it just might mean that a driver testing resource isn't available.
Another one, I'm waiting on my second test since the end of January. I've lost out on 2 jobs, and the really annoying element is paying a shocking amount of insurance to have my car sitting outside. So waiting since the end of January, and we're coming into July now.
Yeah, it's not the type of service that we want to offer to the public. There's no doubt about that. But we're beginning to come out of that now. We're down to 17.2 weeks of a wait. We will get through the summer with more recruitment, more resources. And I would just ask people if they would keep an eye, if they are waiting for a test for a very long period, because driving test slots open up overnight at midnight. So just keep an eye out. There may be a slot that might come available for you that you could avail of over the period when people cancel in time.
You know, first thing in the morning, you might get a cancellation for that day.
You may get it for that day, yeah, or the next day, or even 10 for the week ahead, because somebody may have said that they're not in a position and have given the right notice, you know, in terms of cancellations.
You were appointed as chair following that report that I mentioned, which recommended a split in responsibilities. That hasn't happened yet.
No.
Do you retain responsibility for all road safety policy matters now until things change?
We continue to operate under the existing legislation of the RSA. There is one change that's underway at the moment, which is in relation to the road safety strategy. It's now going to be more responsibility for the Department of Transport than for the RSA. We had a role of putting it together and promoting its, you know, the all the actions, and that will is now transferring to the Department of Transport. So the Phase 2 Action Plan will be published very shortly by the Minister, which sets out all the actions that the different partners that are involved in road safety want to deliver over the next 3-year period, so including the RSA.
The direction of travel then maybe is that the road safety elements will go into the Department of Transport and you'll be doing the sort of consumer side of it with the testing and so on.
Well, we'll always retain what we're required to do in terms of driver testing, driver education, vehicle testing, vehicle. That's, you know, part of the core business of the organisation, as well as the research and education and promotion of road safety matters as well. That will be retained within the organisation until the implementation of the government decision, which is to split the two parts of the organisation into two separate organisations.
But I mean, it'll be hard to motivate your staff on the road safety side if they see the direction of travel is that, you know, those road safety elements and education may just be heading for the Department of Transport.
Well, I think the important thing is the work. And I know while the motivation of the Road Safety Authority has always been around driving road safety matters, driving the number of deaths and serious injuries down on our roads. Mm-hmm. And that remains their motivation and commitment. And the important thing is to ensure that that work continues, no matter what agency it's in. And I believe that they're committed not just to continuing the work that they're doing, but also to support the government decision in relation to the split in
and
the agency.
I'm sure you've had opportunities since you were appointed to have a close look at budgets, what you need to pay for and what you have coming in. And as part of that report that we mentioned, a review of what is charged for the tests, what's charged for the NCT, that all should be reviewed. How necessary is that, that those go up?
Well, you know, obviously the there hadn't been any changes to those costs for a period of time, and we did get approval last year to increase some of those tests. It just enables us to be able to provide the services that we're providing. Before, in previous years, the authority was a self-funding agency, so any surplus that it had would go into the promotion and education. But that's now a defined budget is going to be put in place for educational purposes.
So that pressure
purposes.
Is off. So do the prices still have to go up then, the fees?
There's no plan for increasing of prices currently. You know, obviously.
Do they need to, though, in your view?
I think we only need to provide any increases if we need to extend the service or if the cost of that service is going up. Mm-hmm. It's only then that you would want to transfer that to the customer. But for the moment, I think we're in a position that we can deliver the service that we want to deliver based on the current income that we have.
Okay, and on road deaths, we did see a spike, didn't we, in the number of people who were dying on our roads in 2023. That's eased somewhat now. Are we heading in the right direction?
Unfortunately, we're on a par with this time last year. So the same number of unfortunate deaths have occurred on our road, which is a tragedy for this country and tragedy for the families and those that are those that know the victims of these road deaths. So we're currently on a par with where we were
In 2024.
So it's so important now, Claire, as we're going into the summer period now, because July in previous years had been a month where there had been high fatalities. As we go into the summer, that we all look at our behaviour on the roads to slow down, don't drink and drive. Don't use drugs and drive. Don't be distracted when you're driving.
Driver distraction is a big one, isn't it?
It is, yeah. So please don't use your mobile phone when you're driving. Put it in the boot of the car until your journey is over. And then hopefully we will see a much greater reduced fatalities on our roads.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now, Anne. But thanks for coming in. That's Anne Graham, who's the new chairperson of the Road Safety Authority.